We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:38 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Special guest in the studio, John Walsh is here. He's the director of finance for Disney, but that's not why he's here. John, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. It's a real honor and a pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks for making the drive from Central Florida. We appreciate that, because actually your gig, if you will, is coming up May the 5th. LeaderCast Gainesville, and actually Ocala as part of that as well. We had Jill on yesterday from LeaderCast, and I guess one of my questions is, you're director of finance for Disney. How did you get involved with LeaderCast?
Well, it's interesting. It's a great question. You never know who you're going to run into or what ideas are going to spark something. And I was working with a web developer in town, Brandon West, a great team out there, and he introduced me to Jill, and Jill and I got to talking, and we found out that we had a lot of commonalities in what we were doing, what our own purpose was, and one thing led to another, and then, here I am talking with you guys, which I never expected a while ago, and, now we've got LeaderCast coming up, which is just going to be a fantastic event.
Yeah, it's so hard to, I think, describe it. To people exactly what it is. And the only thing I can do is sort of illustrate that you're going to hear stories from people that are either famous, outright famous, like one of them would be Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to have people that are kind of famous in their own right, in their own field, and you may not have heard their name, but their stories are so compelling. And John, I understand that your personal story is compelling, and I know you don't want to give it all away because you're going to be the big local speaker here, but just give us a taste of, you had it made, you grew up, parents paid for your college, and everything was set from there on out, and you got a big gig at Disney, and now you're set, right?
Yeah, if that's the way it worked, that's great. Unfortunately, life doesn't quite work out that way. I did get a great gig at Disney. I started as an intern 17 years ago and had a formula for success and became an executive in about 8 years. So I'm going to share a little bit about that story. But, my story, just like everybody else, we all have our own challenges, and mine started where I was really young, and I was in high school, and I was homeless. I'll talk about that and how it happened and that kind of thing. I had an interesting sort of ride there for a little while. And, we're going to talk about how I sort of pulled myself out of that and the help that I got and sort of the different things and how I found my own purpose. And I think I've rediscovered my purpose about 3 or 4 times, and this is my next discovery here. But it was an interesting journey, and I look back and I used to never talk about it because, you're sort of ashamed about it and a lot of different things, and it's personal. But I think it can help people, story.
Absolutely, because part of this whole leadership thing, LeaderCast, is kind of discovering your purpose. There's some motivation in there. There's setting goals. There's a lot going on. But people say, oh, well, he can't relate to my life. He's a big executive with Disney. But when they hear your backstory, they go, wow, well, no, wait, he did have struggles. Maybe he can relate to my situation, and I want to better my life. I mean, that's kind of what it's all about, right?
That is exactly what it's all about. And I think we can all relate to different stories. I mean, there's a lot of motivational speakers out there and inspirational speakers out there. And quite frankly, I have a hard time relating to a lot of them. I don't have, millions of followers on YouTube and all that. I'm just an average guy. But I went through a career change. I was going to be a lawyer, decided I didn't want to do that. I didn't go to school right away, and I failed out of school a couple times. I think, we've all had our challenges in life, like I said, and I found sort of my way through life, and we're going to talk about that, and hopefully that helps inspire other people, because all it takes, like I said, is one idea, meeting one person, and that could change your own life. So,
well, that's and the more you put in front of yourself inspirational people and successful people, and they've, that's in any book that I've read, surround yourself with good people. You can learn a lot. You'll rise to the occasion versus, keep hanging out with the same old crowd that's kind of dragging you down, so to speak. You've got to make those changes. And if you don't get these kind of people in front of you and next to you and helping you, it's going to be that much more difficult to be successful. But this event is coming up May the 5th, and it starts at 8:30 at Westside Baptist Church. Ocala is involved as well, and they actually start at 8 a.m. And I just want to give people an opportunity to jump on this. LeadercastGainesville.com is the website, or you can call 352-577-LEAD. And give us another kind of a little taste of what we might expect. Although, in fairness, John, this is your first one, right?
This is my first one for LeaderCast, but I've done a number of speaking engagements and things, and I have a formula for success, like I mentioned before. And I'll talk about the fact that we all have the same purpose in life. And our purpose is basically three things. Be the best person that you can be with the gifts and the talents you are given. Lead to help other people so they can succeed, and then find a way to make a difference. Leave the world in a better place than you found it. The only question then is, if that's all purpose, it's for us to figure out how do we do that as an individual. And that's what we're going to figure out a little bit together, is we're going to do that, and everyone's going to go on their own individual journeys. You kind of take it with all of us.
If you could break it down as simply as you could, what do you think is like one of the biggest obstacles that people face that gets in the way between them and what we would consider success? And it doesn't always mean financial. We mean success in general terms with, you know, finding a level of joy or happiness within themselves, you know, all that. But what's the biggest obstacle that you've encountered?
I think there's two. I think one is people don't understand what success means for them. They look at what success means to other people, and they try to live other people's lives and not their own life. And so I think that's one. And the other is just fear. Trust me, being homeless and having to go through a career change and going back to school 15 years after I was supposed to and starting over as an intern in my 30s. And, you know, there's a lot of fear there. And I think if you overcome that fear and you kind of figure out where you want to go and what success means to you, for some, it's a great family life. You know, for others, it's inspiring and helping other people. For some, it is making money. Whatever that success is, I like to talk about holistic success. There's probably 10 different things, and if you're successful in all 10, you're probably successful. But it's defining what that is for you as an individual, and then overcoming fears to get there. And you need people, like you said, to help you do that.
Well, Craig Wilburn was in here, Jill Nash. I mean, you know, Craig's, you'll love him. He does a great job. And I just love it when people tell their stories and you realize how much they've overcome, because I think we tend to point to people and say, wow, that guy's got it made. He's got this big house. He's got this nice car. And nobody looks deeper or generally talks to the person to find out, well, what did you do to get there? Mm-hmm. And part of LeaderCast is saying, here's what these different individuals have done to get there. And then when you watch it, you realize there are some similarities there. You know, it's not a cut and dried perfect formula like baking a cake, but there's things that go over and over again. And I think if we pay attention to it, we can get something out of it for sure.
Yeah. And I think the one thing, just to kind of say real quick, is that what I love about this is that most people don't understand that their first region of success, as it's called, is actually a platform to do something else. So if, you know, I'm an executive with Disney, other people, Tyler Perry is very well known. But that's just their first level of success. And where, you know, as I talked about, it's that last level of like, how do you have an impact on people's lives? And what we're all doing is using our success to have an impact on other people. And it doesn't matter how much money we make and what our titles are or whatever else. If we leave this world better than we found it and we've impacted people's lives for the better, that's real success. And that's what LeaderCast is about.
I want to ask you about this platform that wherever you are in your stage of life, it could be the springboard to something completely different. You have no idea. Let's talk about that further after this quick break. I'm talking to John Walsh. He is the director of finance for Disney, and he is going to be our local big speaker, helping us to, you know, bring you LeaderCast. And for more information, go to LeaderCastGainesville.com. More when we continue. Hang on. 7:52 on the Bob Rose Show. We're having a conversation with John Walsh. He's a director of finance for Disney, but he's taking his skills, his wherewithal, the knowledge that you know he's grabbed through the years, and he's going to share it with people at an event called LeaderCast. LeaderCastGainesville.com. You want to go to for more information, or call 352-557-LEAD. John, picking up where we left off, you mentioned like you never know what platform is going to lead to the next platform. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to what your purpose is and what your why is. And I thought at one point my purpose was to get to Disney and become a big shot and become an executive. And I guess over the years of experience and, you know, awareness of really why we're here, you realize that it's about other people. And that's what Disney's about, right? It's about Disney's about creating magic and inspiring lots of kids and kids at heart. And so, you know, for me, I realized, as I'm doing this, that it's not about me. It's not about my title, and it's about other people and helping other people. And I started doing a couple speaking engagements, and, you know, more than any money I make at all, getting emails from folks saying, you know, you changed my life, and I've done something different because of you. And that's the real purpose in life. And that sort of led one thing to another. So you use one platform to kind of, help others in another.
I love the concept, and it's, of course, has a very spiritual basis as well, to give of yourself, to serve others, to help others. And a good friend of mine who is in the Christian Motorcycle Association, what he constantly has to deal with is he's not always going to see the fruits of his labors. He's going to talk to people, and he's in his business, he's trying to save souls. And, you know, you don't always get that immediate gratification. Yeah, I turned the light on. I got it. It might be 10 years down the road, but something that he said or did mm-hmm. was impressed upon them, and that will come into play later on. I would assume it's the same thing with you. You make an impression on someone, you won't always get an email, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, at the end of the day, and one of the things I do in my workshops is we talk about writing your eulogy statement now. And people aren't going to show up at your funeral and talk about what job you had and how much money you make. They're talking about what impact you had on them personally, on people around you. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what you leave. You can't take the money with you. You can't take titles and things with you, but you can leave some kind of an impact on people. And that's ultimately what we're here to do, right? We're here to connect with each other. We're here to help each other, serve each other. And I think that's what real leadership is all about. It's not about the titles and things that you have. It's about the impact that you can have on other people and helping them achieve their what they need to do.
I loved how you touched on that, your legacy and like writing your eulogy. How do you want people to remember you? And they're not going to remember you by, you know, how much you made and how big your house was. That in itself right there is just a small lesson in which I'm sure, well, I know because I've been to LeaderCast before. Folks, if you're looking to be more successful, to better yourself, to look for some direction, some guidance, I highly recommend it. I think it's a great idea. And plus you get to hear John talk about his life story, and it wasn't all easy going, was it?
No, it wasn't at all. And we'll share some of the personal details, and it's shocking, but everyone has their own story. And what I love about doing events like this is I get to talk to people one-on-one and find out about their story. And it's just amazing. People are incredible. They have incredible gifts. And it's just amazing to talk to people. So it's a great way to connect.
And other people think it's important too. Successful people like Tyler Perry. He's going to be one of the guests that's going to be there as well. So we appreciate it. Let me pass this information. And John, thank you very much for being here. But I want to make sure that people get it. It's LeaderCastGainesville.com. LeaderCastGainesville.com or 577-LEAD, and that's 352 area code. John Walsh, Director of Finance for Disney and guest speaker at LeaderCast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, both of you. Thank you.
Much more to come on The Bob Rose Show. Hang on.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.